السلام عليكم.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله.
السلام عليكم دكتور حافظ أثر حسين صاحب and جزاك الله for coming on Iman FM for the first time.
Thank you very much.
And جزاك الله for your time. I know you're a very, very busy man. And alhamdulillah, I discovered you on Twitter on Tuesday. And mashallah, we bumped into each other 24 hours later. So well, Allah Ta'ala plans the best for all of us. And if you want to just quickly tell us about your background before we move on to Leicester City Football Club, if you don't mind.
Jazakallah, and thank you for that. It was a great coincidence to meet you so quickly after we had communicated. And mashallah, it was a lovely program in Islamic Center in Ilford. My background is I'm Leicester born and bred. I finished my GCSEs in this city, and by at the time I had done so, I had already completed the Hifz al-Quran. So my first step really was memorizing the Holy Quran, which I had completed at the age of 13. Then at the age of 16, I enrolled in Jami al-Karam, which is a boarding school in Nottinghamshire. I had the privilege of learning Arabic and Islamic studies with Qibla Muhammad Imdad Hussain Pirzada Sahib, Maulana Abdul Bari Sahib, and other great figures. We studied there for 3 years. I also did my A-levels at the same time. And then we were very fortunate to spend 1 year in Darul Uloom Muhammadiyya Hosia under a great Islamic scholar of the name of Bir Muhammad Karam Shah Sahib Al-Azri. And we studied what we call the Dora Hadith there, which is the traditional final year of the classical Darsa Nizami program. This was in 1995-96. Then for 3 years, I had the privilege of studying in Al-Azhar University in Cairo. We graduated there with a BA in Hadith Studies. And then on my return, I continued studying. I done 3 degrees in Birmingham University, the first being a BA in Political Science, the second being a Master's in Theology, and then in July 2012, I finished a PhD, a doctorate, in Hadith Studies in the same university. So, alhamdulillah, very privileged to have had very, very learned people behind my education. Perhaps most importantly, I've had the 100% support of my parents and family, who have been a great source of inspiration for me.
Alhamdulillah. And how did your love for Leicester City Football Club come along?
Okay. Well, football has always been part of our lives. I mean, even when we were young, going back to Hifz class days, for the people of Leicester, I suppose it was the only thing that you could really do. It was either football, it was cricket, or something like table tennis. I went to a school where they gave sports utmost importance. We played every single sport under the sun in our secondary school. We played, rugby. We played. We did cross country. We done javelin. All of these kind of things. So that was really instrumental in the love for sports in general. Football, I think, is just the simplicity of it. We've always played it. And then when you get older, you find that the other people in the city might support Liverpool, might support Manchester United or the bigger clubs. But I think when I left home at 16 and started studying in Jami al-Karam, then I realized that, you know, what are these people doing supporting other clubs? Why not love your own hometown? And yes, for those people who don't know, Liverpool hasn't had a checkered past when it comes to results and success. There have been points in our career and in our history which have been very, very low. It just so happens, and it's a very great news for us, that at this moment in time, we are by far the best and most surprising team in the league.
Exactly. That's what I was talking about before you came on, Dr. Saab, about, you know, the extraordinary feat of Leicester City. I was just mentioning before you came, a few facts regarding this season. And, if you look back to your record, Leicester City's record, as I just mentioned a couple of times, that since April 2015, you've played 45 games, won 29, drawn 12 and lost 4, and gained 99 points. So that shows it in itself, you know, that you deservedly won the Premier League this season, because, as you know, full well know, Dr. Saab, that you won last 7 of your last 9 games last season to stay up. So that was an extraordinary feat. And what do you put it down to Leicester City winning the Premier League this season? What do you think?
I think it's important, and I'm glad that you've mentioned that the triumph of this football club is not this season. The real triumph starts last season at the end of it. In 2014, at the Christmas, we were bottom. We couldn't win the game for the love of God. And what we found was is we did not change the team. When you talk about the end of last season, when we went on a brilliant run of 7 wins out of 9, we didn't change the team. We didn't change the formation. What we did change, I think, is our attitude to it. We actually started actually believing that we could do it. And I think that attitude has continued. Listen to whichever player, read how many newspapers you want. Each and every player, when they've been asked about this question, they've talked about this whole concept of belief. Claudio Ranieri told the players time and time again that I don't care. Please do not pay any attention to who you are playing. Do not pay attention to how much they're getting paid each week. You are better than them. Believe in yourself much more than anything else. So this whole story, if you were to boil it down to one particular ingredient, I think it's belief. And then that's followed by a close second of teamwork. The amount of unity and cohesion with this team is unbelievable. And I think that's why so many people love this story. Because in a time where football, and I think life in general, has become very, very individualistic. We only talk about particular players. We talk about Rooney. We talk about Messi. We talk about Ronaldo. We very seldom talk about the team they play for. And this story has come as a breath of fresh air. Whereas, yes, the media try to pinpoint certain people in the team who have played in an exceptional manner, the likes of Vardy and Mahrez and Kante. But they are the first people themselves to acknowledge that this is a whole team effort. Even on Match of the Days on Saturday, for example, throughout the season, I have seen individual analysis from the players, from the former players, the commentators and the pundits, on more or less every single player in that team. So it shows that it's not a one-player team. Rather, it's a whole cohesive, unified team effort.
And it was a very good point you made there, the cohesive unit. And, obviously there was a lot of doubters with Ranieri because, obviously, the way, he lost the job as Greece manager, because, obviously, one of the games they lost to was against Faroe Islands. So the way he's been, playing down your team's chances, has that also helped? Because he's kept the obviously, dressing room in check.
One thing you must remember about Leicester City, that the whole team is full of rejects. It's the whole team, more or less, from beginning to end, is full of players who have been told they're not good enough elsewhere, who have been in trouble with the law, who have had a low point in some form or the other. That applies to Ranieri, it applies to Kante, who was playing at one time in the seventh tier of the French division, with Mahrez, with Wes Morgan, Hoof, Al Brighton. The whole team is full of those players. So I think collectively, they were unloved at one point in their lives. And they pulled together and they found themselves in a situation in a club where they were very similar in that respect. And I think they had to prove a point. And again, that word comes up. They had to prove that they had self-belief in it. I think that's one part of it. The other part of it is humility. And subhanAllah, these are Islamic terms. Whatever ideas we're talking about the success of Leicester City, they're all Islamic ideas, really. The amount of humility that the manager showed, publicly at least, was unbelievable. That even when they were flying high at the first part of the season, he kept saying that our only target is 40 points and is our target is to avoid relegation. When that was a given, then even then he was very humble, and then he said our only target is to ensure the top 10. And then as he surpassed those targets as well, then he came on to Europa League, then he gave him to Champions League. It's only been a fortnight where publicly he has actually accepted that we can actually win the Premier League. At all points, he showed utmost humility, and at all points, he instilled that value into his players as well. When they won the PFA Player of the Year, whether they won the Writers' Awards, whether it was Manager of the Month, they always, always showed humility. And when you show humility, people love you. Leicester had become the second, after each and every person's own team, they've become the most beloved team in the country. They haven't forced that on anyone. They haven't forced anyone to like